prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, for the male hormone formula, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD, now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we're gonna inspire you. We're going to inform you. We're going to help you figure it out. And magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about, lo and behold, we're going to be talking about mouthwash. And what's the skinny on that? Is it a good thing to use that stuff or is it not? We're going to talk about that and some other things and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. Mind the time. It grows short. Today's devotional puts us in Deuteronomy 5 where it says, oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Amen to that. So, you know, fear the Lord, mind the time to grow short, because he is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Hey, Frank, you know, I was told by a listener we may have to work on those quackers. It sounds like a chicken, not a duck. Well, okay, we'll work on that. Here it is, some antifungal news from one of our lovely little herbs called fennel. Researchers at Boyum University and also Cairo University in Egypt, or Cairo, I should say, Cairo University in Egypt. They were looking at some antimicrobial activities in some plants and some essential oils. They wanted to isolate candida, which, you know, tends to infect a lot of people and give them digestive problems. So they looked at the antifungal effect of fennel and has some essential oils in it. I love fennel. I always get it. When we get it shipped in, I always get it in whole seed, and then we wait until we're going to absolutely just now use it, because you want those fresh oils when you powder the seed. So these findings were published in the Journal of Herbal Medicine, and based on the results, they concluded fennel and the oils in fennel actually help prevent a lot of fungus and antifungal effects. So if you got candida and some other things, fennel would be the herb, they say. All right, last but not least in the quack report, want to make your own salve, Frank? You know, a little skin irritation when it gets. Well, I like to use plantain topically on the skin to kind of resolve a lot of irritation, infection, inflammation, even toxins. So plantain is a common American weed that people use Roundup on, but it's a lovely medicinal plant. So if you have plantain in your yard, it grows up really broad leaves that grow kind of flat on top of the grass, and it has a shoot that comes up the center. And plantain, they usually used it to put on your skin to draw out a splinter, you know, it would draw a splinter out. But I use it for toxins, venom, all sorts of impurities, including vaccines. So plantain leaf, always remember that. You can make a salve out of it if you want, or a poultice. Poultice is nice. And most plantain grows everywhere in the United States, so keep that in mind. Native American Indians would just grab the leaf, chew on it with a little spit, slap it on whatever it was irritating, a bee sting or something, draw the venom back out, and bam, you're done. So that was a very, you know, ancient way of dealing with it, and it works still today. So, hey, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And that wraps the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first, we're going to talk about mouthwash a little bit, some tooth damage. That's right. New reports. Is your mouthwash causing tooth damage? Well, mouthwash has been on the market since the 1800s, the late 1800s. And the most famous brand that we have heard of recently is Listerine, known all over the place. It has that medicine-y taste and smell to it. And Listerine was created in 1879 by a physician by the name of Joseph Lister, and also a chemist, Joseph Lawrence. They were of St. Louis, Missouri. And they created the Listerine to be a disinfectant for scrubbing down operating rooms to disinfect them. Later, it was determined by medicine that bad breath was due to bacteria in the oral cavity. And so they said, hey, let's take this OR disinfectant and remarket it and rebrand it as a mouthwash. But new research from the University of Plymouth has determined that mouthwash can ruin teeth and your health. So we're going to check this out. So what's pretty much in a mouthwash? Well, besides the minty fresh flavorings and color, the green color, whatever color they put in it, most brands include a disinfectant chemical called chlorhexidine, or a chlorhexidine glyconate, or CHG. So this chemical is often used by hospitals to sterilize skin before a surgery or to sterilize their surgical instruments. The chemical is known to inhibit bacterial growth, by disrupting cell membranes. It's also strong enough to kill both gram-negative and gram-positive bacteria and fungi in about 30 seconds. So it is often credited to also reduce plaque. So that's interesting. That's what they, claim of the mouthwash. Well, what are the side effects if you're using a mouthwash with this chlorhexidine in it? The side effects would be, if you're using it for a mouthwash, irritation, stains the teeth, causes dry mouth, unpleasant taste, also decreases your sense of taste, and also can, in rare instances, cause anaphylactic reactions. Now, it's not recommended you swallow any product that contains chlorhexidine in it. It can cause stomach irritation, nausea, and, of course, vomiting. So, how healthy is your mouthwash? That's a good question. Well, the University of Plymouth's health facility looked into the effects of using mouthwash containing chlorhexidine for just 7 days. Now, the placebo group used a rinse with no chlorhexidine in it. And what they found is that the chemical is very harsh, and it disrupts the entire oral microbiome of your mouth, the good friendly bacteria in there. They also report that when you use mouthwash with these types of chemicals in them, the following tends to happen. It increases a lactate producing bacteria. It also lowers your saliva pH, and that's important because your saliva pH reduces the saliva's, if it gets out of balance, it reduces the saliva's ability to buffer or neutralize acids that can cause damage to your tooth enamel. So also it can increase the risk of tooth damage if you're using mouthwash with these chemicals. And overall, they say it lowers the microbial diversity in the mouth, which could increase the risk of oral disease. So, well, let's look at the saliva for just a minute because your saliva is real important. They're reporting that also when a pandemic occurs, like what we're in right now, right, coronavirus, dentists will often have patients rinse their mouth with chlorine before treatment. So in the event that the pandemic is a virus, though, medicine really has no idea what the chlorhexidine will react. So when you have the chlorhexidine rinse the dentist gives you, they don't know if it's effective in a virus. They know it kills bacteria. So their research also got published in the March 2020 Journal of Scientific Reports. Now, let's jump to the saliva issue because the primary role of the saliva is to help maintain a healthy pH in the oral cavity. So the acid levels tend to fluctuate due to the types of foods and drink that we tend to take in. So if your saliva pH becomes too low, damage to the teeth and surrounding tissue occurs. So previous studies have confirmed that the chlorhexidine chemical in mouthwash disrupts the ability of the oral bacteria to turn nitrate to nitrite, which is a key molecule to reduce blood pressure. So it can disrupt your saliva pH. It can cause damage to oral cavity tissue and also to your teeth, this mouthwash with this chemical. Here's this previous study confirmed chlorhexidine chemical does disrupt the ability of the oral bacteria to turn that nitrate into nitrate, that key molecule to reduce blood pressure. So mouthwash users have been found to have lower saliva and blood plasma nitrate concentrations affecting systolic blood pressure. The research also demonstrated that when people use regular exercise to lower blood pressure and also used a mouthwash with chlorhexidine in it, that the exercise was less effective. So did not help with the blood pressure, you kind of negated the exercise routine. Here's a quote from Dr. Paul Boskos, University of Plymouth Health Facility. He says this, there is a surprising lack of knowledge and literature behind the use of these chemicals used in everyday products. Chlorhexidine is widely used in mouthwash, but research has been limited to its effects with regard to oral bacteria. He goes, of course, then Dr. Lewis Betfield, also a physician at University of Plymouth's health facility, says, we have significantly underestimated the complexity of the oral microbiome and the importance of oral bacteria in the past. Traditionally, the view was that bacteria are bad and can cause disease. But now we know that a majority of bacteria, whether in the mouth or in the gut, are essential for sustaining human health. End of quote. Yeah. So they got that one wrong with the bacteria, and then they decide to wipe off all the good bacteria in your mouth, causing you all kinds of oral mouth problems. And then there's the bad habit. It's been mentioned that some people will use mouthwash regularly as a substitute for good oral hygiene. It has been reported that such habits result in things like gingivitis and cavities and other dental problems. So people often get into the habit of using a mouthwash to treat or to avoid getting bad breath, also known as halitosis. Here is a quote from Dr. Jason Woloski at a Ginsinger Family Physicians. He says this: the concept behind mouthwash is to kill the bacteria thought to cause bad breath. So the notion was to kill the bacteria instead of masking the odor. So while it may temporarily get rid of bad breath, studies are suggesting that repeated use of mouthwash may not be safe to use and could be linked to diabetes. Research linking mouthwash use to diabetes found that it causes a 55% higher risk of developing diabetes within 3 years, is what he's saying. So if you're using mouthwash and you become diabetic, probably been using the mouthwash for about 3 years, he says. He goes on to say, the problem behind mouthwash is while there are bad and smelly bacteria, there are also good bacteria, and we need them in our mouth. The ingredients in your mouthwash do not differentiate between the bacterias, and it kills them all. Therefore, long-term use of mouthwash impedes the normal functioning of your body. So it affects not only the pH in your saliva and your digestion, your oral health, and it also affects your blood plasma and your blood pressure and possibly blood sugar because you become diabetic. So interesting that Listerine mouthwash can cause diabetes, blood pressure problems, as well as oral health problems. I think that's just astounding to me that one garlic, on the other hand, says Frank. Yeah, Frank, garlic is not going to kill the friendly bacteria. Yep. Well, let's look at an ancient mouthwash, which is a gentler way of dealing with oral hygiene. There are some very old records of mouthwashes made with herbs and oils, which did not disrupt the microbiome of the oral cavity. So the delicate balance is protected when we use the organic herbs and preserve the pH and preserve the tissues and the enamel on the teeth. So one old recipe for keeping the mouth healthy and protecting against things like plaque and cavities was made with a spearmint leaf, bloodroot, myrrh, and peppermint oil. So when we work with the body and protect the balance, we can reap the benefits of, you know, healthy tooth enamel and less plaque, things like reduce our soreness in the mouth and risk of gingivitis, inflammation, and, of course, the bad breath. So this does not mean we should not exercise good oral hygiene. So such mouth aids like this are a complement to the good lifestyle, the healthy lifestyle, and the good oral hygiene. So we're not supposed to be just using the mouthwashes, right? So if you're looking for an organic mouthwash, you're going to find the finest quality in an organic mouthwash using the ancient wisdom of herbs and oils at Apothecary Herbs. You want to look at their herbal mouth cleanse. That's what they call it. They don't call it a mouthwash. They call it an herbal mouth cleanse. And it's a liquid, and you pretty much just swish with it with a little water and then spit. So instead of using harsh chemicals to whiten your teeth also, which can make your teeth brittle, try the herbal mouth cleanse for that pearly whitening naturally that the teeth has, and it doesn't look artificial. So there are some comments from users up on the website. You go to thepowerherbs.com, and you can click on their oral section, oral health section, and look for the herbal mouth cleanse liquid. They do have a toothache formula. They have a tooth and gum formula. They have quite a few things there using herbs and oils for different benefits. So check them out. You can give them a call also toll free in the United States and Canada. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, the Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. So thepowerherbs.com. Hey, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Puts the power back in your hands, and it's safe and effective and reasonably priced and keep you out of the dentist office, right? What could be better than that, right? Well, and you know what? This whole thing with the pandemic, the virus, has shown us recently how important natural remedies are, because, you know, obviously we don't have officially anything for this virus from healthcare medicine, scientific medicine. Yes, they're exploring combination drug therapies using the hydroxychloroquine, and I think if you were on death's door, maybe that's an option for you. But right now, people are seeking to stay well using herbs and spices and things like that to heighten their immune system and protect them. Obviously, garlic's on Frank's list. Yes, Herb Talk Live. Frank's reminding me. Herb Talk Live also is a domain that will take you right to the powerherbs.com website, and you can check it out there. That domain will, you know, take you right to thepowerherbs.com. And yeah, herbtalklive.com, thepowerherbs.com, you'll go to the same place. There you go. All right, so we got a few minutes before we got to take a little break. And so since people are so all of a sudden, a lot of them are just, you know, on a wing and a prayer because they haven't even investigated natural therapies. But now with this virus pandemic, they're thinking about doing that. So a lot of people have been, you know, kind of moving on over to the natural to, you know, reap the benefits of better health and protection and, you know, improve their immune system response. Because I've been saying, so many people, we got several generations now, we do pass on DNA. So when we weaken our immune system through antibiotic use and vaccine use, we pass on that weakness. So now you've got healthy individuals, supposedly healthy people, in their 20s and 30s, are not doing so well in the news reports. I don't know if that's true or not, but this is what they're reporting. And you have to ask yourself why, right? When 103-year-old grandmama in Italy, she recovered from the virus just fine. I think it's because a lot of people have, like, weak immune system. Immune system's just operating barely. And it's sort of like an immune system in a wheelchair, and you want it to get up and run a marathon. So when we talk about immune boosting, we're talking about bringing your immune system back up to normal level and strength. So there's herbs that work with your immune system and heighten its ability to make antibodies. Virologists know this. Science knows this. But, you know, you just can't patent what God made. So they ignore it because they can't make a ton of money with it. I think it's the world's best kept secret. God's herbs are here. They're medicine for the service of man, healing the nations. That's what we're told in scripture. And if you believe God and you believe he's not a liar, then that's the truth. And it's been spoken and it's a done deal. Well, how about a former FDA employee talking about natural supplements? What about that? Would that can like, you know, kind of give you some confidence in the area of natural medicine? Lots of publications have kept readers aware of Americans, you know, spending more on natural medicines as part of their healthcare plan. A lot of articles that have appeared in USA Today. There was also a study in the Americans spend billions. There was an article study that said Americans spend billions on non-conventional health approaches. Yes, Frank thinks that a lot of what's natural in healthcare, natural medicines have been kept a secret on purpose. I think a lot of things have been suppressed, Frank. So let's dig them up and let's prove them out. That's what I say. So a lot of numbers out there are saying that people are spending over $30 billion a year now out of their own pockets on natural health therapies, okay, especially now with this pandemic thing, which, you know, kind of is, but $30 billion is a small piece of the pie. It's like 1% of what we spend on healthcare, considering we spend like $330 billion on healthcare. So $30 billion is a drop in the bucket. So there seems to be this growing shift in demand for natural therapies, and the healthcare establishment, they've noticed it. Yep, scientific community's noticed it. So it's kind of a little bit of a shakeup. Now, the National Center for Health Statistics, they did some data. They analyzed some data. A National Health Survey also was part of it. They said 1 in 5 Americans ages 4 and up are using a natural therapy, and their parents, especially for kids, are spending more money on that. Therapies are including things like chiropractic care, energy therapies, herbs, massage therapy, all kinds of things out there. So according to all these reports, about 1% of the money is being spent on natural therapies, 1%. Which means the majority of people, though, are still seeing conventional doctors and taking prescription medications. Or maybe not. Maybe they're doing it and not taking the drugs and researching something else because they don't like the side effects of the drugs they're researching. According to Oncology News and the CDC, 1 in 10 senior citizens can no longer afford their medications. They also are forced to choose between paying bills and buying groceries or filling their prescription drugs. So this means the cost of everything has gone up and was really not anticipated when they started saving for their retirement. Just like this virus, nobody anticipated this virus shutting everything down and crashing the markets. Yeah. So the elderly have also experienced changes in healthcare coverage, and they're paying a lot more. So the study that the American Academy of Family Physicians published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, they reported that the number of elderly not filling prescriptions because of financial reasons was 1 in 3. So 1 in 3 of them. Now, this study involved electronic health records from the primary care network, and the patient's records were also linked to their insurance company data on their drugs that were dispensed and if they paid for them. So they could see how often patients were visiting their doctors and if they were filling their prescriptions or not. Now, the electronic e-prescribing has also kept close track if patients are picking up and paying for their prescriptions, even if the, you know, doctor's office sent the prescription through electronic email. That's also tracking whether the patient actually showed up and picked it up. They also concluded overall 31% of drugs are not being filled by patients. So the study was listed, they listed some additional data. For every 10 years added to a patient's age, the non-compliance to fill drug prescription goes up 11%. Also, recent hospital stays are affected, co-pays are affected, and then the severe and chronic conditions requiring more medications are also affected. So Canada, which provides health care for all their citizens, covers 50% of them with drug insurance funds. The same trend seems to be happening over the globe. Well, we've got more to talk about this on the other side of this break, so we'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it.
Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Go Green. Herb Talk Live, Green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Back here on Herb Talk.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about how, you know, there's this shift to the natural in the marketplace. New strategy, medical establishment is using medication adherence to track down people filling out their prescriptions. So they have healthcare professionals actually checking up on patients. Did you go get your medicine? They actually recently have seen reports that alternative news outlets, that people are saying they are getting annoyed with a lot of phone calls from their doctor's offices regarding if they're following through with the prescription care. So there's a lot of drug compliance now that's linked to the healthcare coverage. So some have reported the follow-up calls border on harassment. So the medical establishment is analyzing the cost of compliance, and the suggestion of home visits maybe have been mentioned. American Academy of Family Physicians have kind of joined this coalition of 30 other organizations in which their job is to identify strategies to increase medication compliance. Now, there's been some, you know, chatter out there with this coronavirus thing where, you know, in other countries especially, where they're just not treating the elderly. They're just, you know, exit care for them with this virus. They're not trying to save them. So there's also these algorithms that have been developed that assess your value in conjunction with your community and society. So if and they also know that the last 2 years of life for the elderly is the most expensive. So they've been coming up with ways to get rid of that type of expense, but the ways they're coming up with is exit care. It's not really care. You know what I'm saying? They're just hastening their demise. So we need to be aware of this, especially now with a pandemic in gear, full swing. I don't know, Frank, did you hear? There's chatter they're going to close the schools for the rest of 2020. And I've heard that the school system here has come up with electronic lessons online so that the students can just do their schooling online and not come to the physical school. Then I also heard that they're not going to have an election in November. It's all going to be paper ballot. You don't have to go to an election facility because of the virus scare. So they're planning. It sounds like they're planning this virus will go on indefinitely. I heard a Russian physician say, he says it's going to be here for at least 6 months. So, but the thing is, what I said the other night was it doesn't thrive in high humidity, high temperatures, and lots of UV light. So the virus can't continue through summer. Okay. So be aware of that. There's a lot of scare tactics out there. Be smart. Use common sense. So there's this shift now that people are relying, O2 infection rate. Yep. I think the South Koreans, Frank, the South Koreans said that they were curing the virus with just oxygen therapy, super infusing oxygen into the cells and the virus can't survive there. So, you know, why not? Well, we're looking at a change and a shift here, not only in economy, political, and we're looking at health. We're looking at a big global shift. The complementary type physicians have become more popular. People aren't willing to let go of the medical establishment altogether and go to strictly, you know, natural medicine. They want somebody in the middle that can, you know, prescribe a little calendula ointment while they get their antibiotics. So there's some of those MDs that, you know, might be good. Majority are still medical licensed physicians, and they have to watch out and protect their medical license. So when we get back to the National Center of Health Statistics, we find families with higher incomes seek the alternative health care. They can afford more out-of-pocket expense. So Americans are willing to spend over $12 billion out-of-pocket for better health items, less toxic substances, you know, no prescription drugs, more natural therapies. So what the statistics are showing is that more Americans look, they took more of their money and they applied it to prevention care. Okay. And they wanted to make sure they were healthy for a time such as this that we're in right now. Natural therapy, supplements, medicinal herbs instead of the prescription drugs. So, but there's a lot of regulating going on. And of course, a lot of people think, I don't know, Frank, have you heard this? People say, oh, the supplement industry is not regulated. You can't trust it. You know, there's all this problem with adulterated this and adulterated that. They were talking about stuff coming in from China and other parts of the world, not here in the United States. So let's just read this quote from Daniel Fabricant. He is the CEO of the National Product Association, but he used to work for the FDA. And he says, quote, dietary supplements do not claim to cure or mitigate disease and are in fact regulated just like other medications are. Supplements require good manufacturing practices and compliance with the FDA's adverse event reporting and record keeping requirements among other things. So people are kind of fed up, he says, with the type of care that they get from their primary physicians that is covered by their insurance. And across the board, what we see is people are looking for ways to stay healthy on their own, end of quote. Yeah, I mean, you don't feel so helpless when you have a plan, you have a tool, you know how to use it, you've known it works, it's got a track record. The problem is ignorance, lack of knowledge when it comes to natural medicine. So, and you got to learn that yourself. They don't teach you that in public school. And your healthcare providers, your doctors aren't going to teach you that because they don't know either. So it's up to you. You're going to have to invest some time in wellness training on your spare time, in the evening, whatever. And, you know, a good place to start is the Power Herbs book. It's a good book to get your feet wet. It's like just under 400 pages, and you'll learn so much just in this one book. And you'll find it at thepowerherbs.com. It's a download. It's not a hard copy now, but it's a PDF, Kindle, or iPad download. And it's $14.99. I mean, whew. I mean, a big investment, right? $14. So $15. So jump on thepowerherbs.com and click on books and newsletters, and you can select the file type that you want and learn. Be enlightened. Because when I found herbs back, well, over 20 years ago, I was like, wow, this is the best kept. See, I was amazed by the power they had, the healing power, the balancing power they had to restore balance and function. That's what they do. That's what they do. And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, drugs, before they became synthetic copycats, you know, petrochemical, the drug industry used to take isolated nutrients from herbs to make their drugs, to patent them. I was explaining to someone the other day, Frank, I think it was on Pastor Sanders' show on WHKW. An example would be aspirin. Aspirin's a good example. Aspirin, if you buy it today, a bottle of Bayer, whatever, it's aced high salicylic acid. So what they did is when they invented aspirin, they took salicin from willow bark, isolated it, fractionalized it, and it became a very harsh, strong derivative of salicin called aced high salicylic acid. And they wanted I'm back. Am I back, Frank? Where'd I go? I'm on. Okay. We had a little glitch here. Sorry. So aced salicylic acid is aspirin, and they fractionalized willow bark so they could patent it. But the problem is when they did that, they left the other nutrients, the buffer alkaloids and chemistry behind, so the body can utilize the salicin properly without side effects. So your aspirin will interfere with your immune system by shutting off your fever and also creates bleeding problems, you know, thinning of the blood and bleeding problems. So there's your side effects there. But willow bark doesn't do that when you got it in its whole form. So you can get rid of inflammation and take pain away, but without all the risk and side effects. So that's an example of how the drug industry exploits plants. But now they just use synthetic versions. So if the plants were not so great to begin with, the drug companies wouldn't even look at them. See? So more people are looking for strong, healthy, vital plants that will empower them. And you can't be empowered when you're weak and you're sick and you're a slave to the drug therapy industry. Daniel Fabricant is making a good point regarding who has the best interest in a patient's health. He says the average doctor runs through 40 patients per day, spends 7 minutes on each of them, which it makes it difficult to really get interested in someone's health and wellness problems in just a 7 minute period. So most of your medical students receive 1 day of nutritional education. They have no education on the use and benefits of medicinal herbs or any other natural therapy. Therefore, physicians like Dr. Offit, who you hear often quoted in the news, who ban and shun the use of supplements is based on their lack of working knowledge. So I'm sure those who, you know, stand to benefit from drugs and surgery treatments in the healthcare industry are not really concerned with a natural way to resolve a patient's health problems. They're making more money somewhere else. So, and I know Dr. Offit seems to have, I think, investments that promote healthcare, products and, I guess, equipment. Here is a quote from Daniel Fabrican again. He says, I don't think it's just Americans who are spending the money. I think the self-care movement is global and it's here to stay. Well, it's liberating. It liberates you from the cost of expensive drug treatments, the side effects they present, having to go see your doctor to get a prescription, to get it renewed. It liberates you from all that. I say amen. I say amen to that. So taking care of ourselves has always been our own duty. When you turn it over to a physician, now sometimes I'm not saying there aren't situations where you do need the modern medical industry. You do need a doctor. You may need a surgeon, trauma care, for instance. But for internal medicine issues, a lot of it we can deal with ourselves and very successfully if we look for our options and educate ourselves on how to use them. And Americans should be really thankful that they still have those options because some countries do not anymore. European Union kind of shut all that off, limited it really significantly. I hear from people all over the European Union all the time. We don't have that here with regards to herbs or what we make at Apothecary Herbs. We don't have that. Australians, same way. They say, can't you get your stuff over here in our market? Well, no, because your market restricts it. It's so restrictive. It would cost a fortune to get anything approved. And then to get it approved, you'd have to change it to get it approved. And then it's not the same. So, we have herbs that are antiviral. We have herbs that are antibacterial and antifungal. One, Frank, you know which one, right? Garlic is all of that. It's very broad spectrum, very complex herb. Science has looked at it, lots of studies on garlic, hundreds of them in scientific medicine. And they know garlic does that, but they don't know how it does it. And they've tried to find the mechanism and the chemical alkaloids in the garlic that would kill a bacteria and kill viruses and gram positive and gram negative and all this and fungus and just all those wonderful things garlic can do for us so that they can make a drug out of it. Well, you already have garlic and its whole chemistry that God did. Perfect chemistry. Can't improve on that. Right? God said, hey, my herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. So why aren't we seriously considering and using them? We should be, especially in the times we find ourselves in right now. Very dark times with, if you look at the scriptures, and I think it was Deuteronomy, where Moses was telling Israel, hey, you obey, here's the benefits. You disobey, here's the curses. And he says, you are afraid of the plagues of Egypt. But you disobey and you're going to have that plus all the plagues that are not written of in this book. Right? So we look down to the descendants through down into, you know, from the past to the present. And we see we got these plagues not written of in the Bible. There's no name coronavirus. There's no Ebola mentioned. There's no Wuhan. There's no, you know, all these plagues, these new ones, SARS, they're not listed in scripture. But here we are in this day and age with these plagues. So if we obey, we seek the Lord's face, we use his herbs, and we have faith they're going to work, hey, we have protection from these things. and you don't have to worry. You know, God can't lie. He can be your shield and buckler. He can keep the plague from your dwelling. It's not a problem for him. He created the entire universe. He sustains everything. Yeah, we got some evil people kind of ruin everybody's parade here, but draw near to the Lord. You can't go wrong there. You just can't go wrong there. So I truly believe Psalms 104:14, Revelations 22:2, and Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30. So from Genesis to Revelation, we're being told, use the herbs, protect yourselves, protect your health, be well, be in control, be liberated, be well, be of good cheer, be have a vital body for the Holy Spirit to dwell. That's what you do. And yeah, Frank's got a good point. Be faithful. Be consistent. Be consistent there. See, you know, Psalms 46 says, be still and know I am God. So don't panic. Don't panic. You can trust and rely on his promises there. I mean, I've seen it over and over and over again, Frank, all through the 20 odd years I've been doing herbs. I've seen miracles happen like night and day. Swift things. Some things can take longer, but sometimes swiftly, the reversal is, and it's just, it's stunning. It's, you know, jaw dropping, right? So the world would have us to believe that we should deny the power of nutrition and herbs and foods, and we should pump 10,000 vaccines into us. That's what Dr. Paul Offit said. An infant could take 10,000 vaccines all at one time and be perfectly fine. I'm sorry, Dr. Offit. What medical school did you go to? That child's not going to be fine. You've got adjuvants and everything now. You've got combination drug ingredients and also ingredients that shouldn't even be in a vaccine, like spermicides and heavy metals like mercury, right? Which is alchemy. It's practicing alchemy when you do that. That's what they did in ancient Babylon, Dr. Ott. And you also have combination pathogens now. And, of course, as we heard from the lips of the 2019 WHO Global Vaccine Safety Summit, from the lips of the scientists and doctors, they don't have any medical research that supports any of the benefits they've been touting about vaccines. They admitted that, Frank. Wasn't that astonishing? We played that right here on this network. Mm-hmm. So more people are taking a stand for their own health. They're not trusting the drug therapy so much anymore. They're putting their faith in God's medicine. I applaud them for that, and I'm thankful for that. And they're going to be successful because God can't lie, see? Right? You can't lose there. You know what I think too, Frank? I know this is going to sound strange to some people's ears out there, but I think herbs work better in believers. That's what I think. So God's medicine is the chemistry that fits our chemistry in our body. Sort of like ocean water. You know, people talk about, you know, I need minerals, I need electrolytes, where should I? And they got all these bottles on their kitchen counter, all these isolated individual minerals. All you got to do, really, is look to your plants and your ocean salt for minerals. The ocean salt chemistry mimics our chemistry. It's perfect. It's a balance. That's the electrolytes we need. And if you think about it, medicine already knows that, but doesn't really tell you. Otherwise, they wouldn't be, you know, putting a saline drip on you when you go into the hospital. So healthcare industry has a lot of improvement to go through. It's more of making patients a commodity rather than healing anything. It's all about symptom management. It's not about curing you, because it's more lucrative to give you the illusion of a cure and a treatment than it is to actually cure you. So the Asians pay their doctors a few cents every day when they're well, quit paying them when they're sick. Over there, physicians, their best interest is to keep their patients well over there. Over here, it's the opposite. It's in the best interest of medicine to keep you not well. It's more lucrative to kind of like give your symptoms a treat, a lollipop in the form of a prescription drug. See, I'm going to treat your disease. I'm going to give you this lollipop and we're going to just manage your symptoms. Why not just look for the cause of the problem and get the cause resolved and then the disease goes away? So symptom management, that's what I say MD means, manage disease. That's what that means. So you want to be selective out there. So if you're looking for herbal tools, I want you to look for whole food herbal tools, okay? Not isolated synthetic stuff or nutraceuticals, which is a little bit of an organic or whole food ingredient with a synthetic petrochemical drug in it. Oh, it sounds great in advertising. Nutraceuticals, new fangled word here. It's new. Let's try it. But it's a drug with a little bit of natural stuff in it. Uh-huh. So your body reacts to unnatural ingredients differently than to your whole food ones. It struggles with the synthetic drug. The drug is a toxin. It also attacks your liver. Your liver has to protect you from toxins. It has to produce enzymes to neutralize those toxins. And if you're taking a lot of drug therapy for a long, long time, it impacts the liver. So it impacts your organs, kidneys, bladder, heart, all that stuff. What you put in matters. So people are discovering that simple toxin removal with herbal organ cleanses and using herbs to strengthen their organs and their metabolic function is a way to reduce their risk of disease and to reverse disease. And this pandemic should be a huge example of what it means to be well and be looking after our health and to have an immune system that's heightened and strong. Yep, and strong. So, and we see the young people being affected. And I have to say, well, you know, they may have underlying conditions. Maybe they're smokers or vapors and they've put their pulmonary organs at a risk. And so this virus is exploiting that. So you just don't have the whole story when you see these statistics spouted on the radio, and it's frightening to hear. And then people don't want to be around millennials because they're at higher risk. Well, Frank, stop saying that. Frank's being naughty over there. I can't say that. I'm not going to say that, Frank. Well, it's just food for thought out there. Thepowerherbs.com, they specialize in organ cleansing, immune boosting, metabolic strengthening. You need to check them out. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663. Toll-free in the United States and Canada, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And, of course, if you want to sign up for their newsletters and get empowered each week with natural news that will empower you, sign up under Books and Newsletters. You can sign up for free. Request a free catalog and be empowered. See what you can do. Of course, tools and information matter. So get the whole organic food tools. Get product support from the folks at Apothecary Herbs and be well out there. I can see I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.